is Courtney Gerstenecker at the 87th National FFA Convention and Expo with the Community Development Winners of the Models of Innovation Award. With members of the Shenandoah FFA chapter in Indiana, we have Sydney Kirby and Brandon Barnes. Sydney, what does it feel to have received this award for your chapter?
It's amazing because for all the things that we do as a chapter and in our community, it's just being recognized on the national level. It's really inspiring to continue what we're doing as a chapter.
Can you tell us what your project included?
Our project was efforts with the developmentally disabled adults around our community. We put on mainly a prom for them every prom season. They come out, get all dressed up. We decorate our cafeteria. We have a wonderful time. They eat, they dance. They have amazing time with each other. Like, it's members of waiver homes from around 22 different places, like living homes, that they come and just have a great time.
What were some of the efforts that FFA members in your chapter put towards making this event successful?
We've been doing this event. We put on three previous proms, but efforts with the developmentally disabled, our chapter's actually been working with them for 33 years. So it's been a lot of past experience has helped build the success of this event. And like Brandon was saying, he helped a lot with the task grant, which helped make the prom more prom-like, I guess you could say, with having more funds that way to be able to really make it something that they remember.
Brandon, can you explain to us what the task grant was and how you came about using that for your efforts in your project?
Well, in TASC, you know, it's a group of teenagers from our county, and while we meet and discuss various grants, and Mrs. Lovett, our advisor, had applied a grant for the Snug Harbor, which is a developmentally disabled home, the prom that we were pulling on, you know, we talked about it. And, you know, although the grant didn't go through completely, we were able to get some money for us, which helped out so much because this is such a huge event to put on, and we do need a lot of money. And kind of add on to that, like, financially, we do, you know, fundraisers. Like, this is our huge project for our chapter, and we're very, very passionate about it.
To be the top chapter in the nation for community development, like you said, it involves the entire community. What is it going to mean when you go back home with this award? How will that feel for your entire community?
We're such a small town anyways that we're all just like this one big family anyways. So when we go back and our community is full of Shenandoah alumni and FFA alumni, it's just going to mean a lot to them that we finally showed the nation what Shenandoah has been doing for 33 years.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you so much.
At the 87th National FFA Convention and Expo, this is Courtney Gerstenecker.